Ramble.
Da, 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 da. It's another episode of the Tripod. You got you, boys. I hope you're excited for a zany episode. We've got a guest interview. We've got wild segments and Rainey's off camera yet again. We are living good. We are feeling good. Are you feeling good? It's November.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tripod. Someone will
die. Ba, ba, ba. I was just thinking about how The Simpsons killed off Flanders.
I got hyped for November 1st. I don't know about you, but really? I immediately felt the Christmas spirit because I'm that type of person. Like Christmas starts November 1st for me.
Mm. I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I like the meal. I don't know if I love the story.
It's part of it.
Story's kind of fucked up.
The story of Thanksgiving.
And we were told all these falsehoods growing up that everybody was having a great dinner
party.
They
just had a nice... No.
Nah. But I do like turkey. And we rarely make it because it kind of is a shitty meat. But if you take your time and you make it delicious, it can be delicious.
You know, I was listening to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast, which they're like 6-hour-long episodes that go deep into history.
My God.
And he was talking about the Julius Caesar invasion of Gaul, or which is like the Celtic people.
The Gaul
of that guy.
And so here was like the Romans had this like vastly superior... like organization and tactical, you know, able to like build a fort overnight, basically with their armies.
Fortnite.
And we love Fortnite.
We do.
We got to keep it young.
Not quite as strong as, you know,
Dab.
Colonizers coming in with gunpowder.
Well, but it's
how about
November.
Cornbread for Thanksgiving?
I'm not afraid of it. I'm just acknowledging it.
Yeah. No, it's heavy. And it's the truth. And I think people should think about the truth and remember that in their elementary schools, they were lied to.
Wow. Don't undermine it, Miles.
That was a real set.
That's true.
When you're complaining about your uncle spewing bullshit at the Thanksgiving table, remember...
You're all bad. It's true.
You're sitting at a table that's built on a throne of lies.
Zach, I gotta say.
What's up, bro?
Your Crocs have my attention.
Your crotch has my attention.
Yeah, careful. We'll have to blur it. Like
Blurgate.
I've fully just succumbed to Comfy Cutie. Gross. Don't.
What was that?
I said gross.
I'm full Crocs all the time. In fact, I almost wore my other Crocs today that are tie-dye rainbow with like fuzzy slipper insides. But I decided those are my home Crocs, and I don't want to taint the experience that I have.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to taint them.
Ew.
Of course not.
I loaded these bad boys up with gibbets. This is honestly like the most one of the most impactful branded videos we've ever done. Like, Crocs paid for us to do a video. They gave us a bunch of Crocs, and now I'm just full on a walking billboard at every hour of the day.
Yeah, you keep saying the word gibbets a lot.
That's what they're called.
Aftermarket?
Yeah, but it's a very, like, branded term. It's like if I kept calling, like, wow, I just love my OLED TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, like, I really just, the OLED really is just a perfect... picture quality from my OLED.
You can get aftermarket gibbets actually on
Red
Bull. Oh, wait, can we make our own Try Guys gibbets?
I think people made them. I looked.
What?
Look right now.
Look right now.
I want my face on Zach's feet.
I'm generally against knockoff merch. Not a big fan, but knockoff gibbets, all the way on board. If you want to do knockoff, I will pay you to make me a Try Guys gibbet because I don't think there's a real market for it on our website.
I don't know how big Crocs is as a company, but I think they're bigger than us. You know,
knockoff
merch is kind of like, you know, like shortchanging creators. But
all right, so now Redbubble.
We're looking at knockoff merch.
Let me explain what we're looking at. So if you don't know, Redbubble is a I was going to say what it is, but I don't know. It's a website of knockoff merch, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other stuff on it, but
right now
we are looking at non-sanctioned Try Guys merch. So there's a sticker,
there's some good fan art here.
The one that is really catching my attention and making me laugh is Keith, a minimalist Keith reaching over a ledge going, Gordo!
Oh, that's a deep cut. That's from the... Australian wildlife video, right?
From Australia.
Australia. That's the Tasmanian devil.
Super duper deep cut.
White people taco night merch.
Wow.
I'm missing out on a lot of money right now.
Well, yeah.
A lot of these stickers are going for $129.
Hey, this is straight out of Compton.
About the shipping and handling on that.
Wow, yikes. Miles Nation sticker in the
straight out of Compton
part. That's actually a clever idea.
It's really like a warning label on your CD right there.
A white Triceratops face mask. That's going to get
Look
filthy.
At that. I like that Eugene shirt, actually.
Yeah, that's not bad. Just keep going, Miles. Just speed round this shit.
Speed round.
There was one that I saw once that was just like it was just horrifyingly ugly. You know that Jeff Goldblum shirt I have?
Oh, this is Sana. Sana,
are you wearing our merch?
I've seen this before. Sana watches my stream. Shout out. That's funny.
There was one that's just like a ton of photos of us plastered in a hideous collage that I did think about buying.
It's just a tweet. One of Eugene's tweets is just a sticker.
including
the likes.
That's like, that's bordering on NFT territory.
Yeah.
There's a Zatico phone case? Fuck, no one
wants
that.
That's pretty cool.
You guys should sell stickers of your tweets that didn't perform well.
These are great.
That's funny.
Can we send these over to Fanjoy and be like, what the fuck, guys? These are some good designs you're not coming up with.
You know, on the topic of the internet, you know, we still don't have fucking Wikipedia pages for the three of us.
What?
Wait, it's true.
There's a Try Guys Wikipedia page. You can click Eugene. I can't remember if it goes to a thing or not. I think he has a page too. But Zachy Kornfeld, nothing.
No.
Nettie Foamy,
what?
Nothing.
Me?
Keithy Dougie Habby, nothing.
The Olivia Rodrigo followed Ned Fulmer?
Here, I've wanted to do this for a while. Yeah, I think today's
TV
the day. We're going to write our Wikipedia
Let's
pages.
Make our own Wikipedia
but I'm not
going
to write it. I'm going to tell you what I want in it.
Sure, sure.
And you, good people of the world, because it'd be pathetic if I did it.
Well.
Borderline pathetic now.
Borderline.
It's on the border.
Hey, we like borders.
I'm
the books.
They went out of books.
I'll just take results at this point.
I will
so
say
what would it start?
Zach how would you
Kornfeld
do it?
Was born
in Scarsdale, New York.
Oh, okay.
Near Scarsdale. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? There is also, there's a Try Guys wiki I recently discovered.
There's that.
And it is factually incorrect.
Wow.
And the Reddit page makes me feel bad.
I don't go there.
It's a dark place.
I don't go there. Becky goes there. I'm like, why are you going there?
Why? I don't want to read one person's opinion about how much things suck.
Reddit's a mean place.
If you want to feel bad, though, one right before you get into the Wikipedia desires, I want you you guys to go to your kitchen's Google Home or your Alexa or whatever you have that's a speaker that looks up things on the internet for you and ask who Eugene is, who Zach is, who Ned is, and who Keith is.
Let's see.
And then find out what your results are.
Ned Fulmer.
What does it do, Keith?
Often has a, almost nothing for me.
Just you?
Yeah. Somehow it's like... Ned Fulmer is a member of the Try Guys. He has also been featured in architecture. Like, it lists other things. And then for Zach, it's like, Zach Kornfeld is a member of the Try Guys. He did all these other things. And once it's like on Saturday Night Live, Keith Abersberger is a member of the Try Guys.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
Eugene obviously has a book that it reads about, but it really underserves me.
Eugene lore runs deep.
I mean, maybe it's changed now. That was
Maybe it's just like, focused on the best stuff because the fact that I was in Architectural Digest one time is that really high level real estate
you know
that
what
should
it
be taken up
makes me laugh so hard. So there are those websites of like your net worth and they have them for celebrities and they have these articles about us and so they have decided our net worth. I don't know what it's based on. I can tell you that it's totally fake. Also, it gives different numbers for all of us.
Yeah.
We all own the same stuff.
We basically make the same.
We basically all have the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. But like for whatever reason, it's decided that Ned has the most money. I think it says that his net worth is like $7 million or something.
And Ned, is
Architectural
that,
Digest.
How's that?
Well,
that
man, it depends on how you calculate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
For me, it's like Zach Kornfeld's net worth is $2 million. I'm like, okay, quite a dip there. And then it's Keith Abersberger net worth $150,000.
Right. Yeah.
It's such a fun.
The internet doesn't like me.
And here's a question. What's it like being rich, gang?
It's pretty dope, bro.
You tell me, man. $150,000 over here. I mean, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. But Zach, what would your Wikipedia...
Okay. So, Zach Kornfeld was born in an undisclosed time period between 1947 and 1996.
You don't want to say that? Yeah.
You don't want to be specific?
I would like some mystery in mine. I want mine to read like a missing person file.
Early life.
If you've seen Zach Kornfeld, please contact.
Maybe we should just sprinkle in two truths and a lie to our Wikipedia. Zach Kornfeld began making movies when a young Steven Spielberg spotted him in a concession stand and said, "Boy, you got moxie."
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mm-hmm. He has a...
Kind of. Seems like that's the lie.
No. Where's the lie one come in?
No, the whole thing is going to be lies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What else can we say about me? I was the Westchester County record holder for slowest mile.
You were the junior chess champion for, well, it wasn't exactly about playing chess. It was more like... just sort of being around the chess team.
Yeah. Didn't you used to model for Burberry?
It was actually, yeah.
Yeah, it was Burberry.
It was.
Yeah, it was Burberry Kids.
You had a very popular lemonade stand that went out of business.
Tall as hell.
Yeah.
You used to
tall as hell.
Put a football down on the ground and then pull it away right before Charlie Brown kicked it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I have heard that about him.
That one's Jim.
Childhood friends with the inspiration for Snoopy.
Had a Michael Strahan level gap tooth and then unfortunately fixed it with braces and lost all of sense of originality.
Does he have that still?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You gotta.
I mean,
gaps are cool.
Yeah, keep it. It's part of his vibe. Yeah.
Gaps are cool.
Big blue cardigan guy is going to take off. Yeah, his cardigan, well, get braces.
A single gap is cool.
Double gap, no.
Multiple
cool.
gaps sure, across multiple your gaps. Front teeth, not the best. That's what I had as a child. Did not look good.
Yeah. Contrary to like popular belief, Zach Kornfeld's glasses are fake.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa. I had like vampire teeth where my incisors were like went. I don't know. They grew in over the baby teeth and then were like angled outwards.
Oh my god!
Only a little bit. But a little bit does make a difference.
I was a little shark baby. My baby teeth wouldn't fall out. My new teeth started growing in behind them. So for a moment, I had two rows of bottom teeth.
You two rows of teeth?
Yeah, very briefly. And then the dentist pulled out all my teeth. He pulled out like seven teeth one day.
Oh,
he pulled
my
five
God.
Teeth a different day. It was really a traumatic experience.
That's
for
horrible.
Me.
Yeah.
Zach once owned a super dope shark attack shirt.
Yeah, you've talked about this before.
That was cool.
Yeah, cool
that's
shark
the,
shirt
the cool
story.
Shark shirt.
Are you sure that I've told you about that shirt?
I think you might have.
Yeah, well, a couple
okay,
times.
But it was like a tank top.
Yeah, and it looked like you had been attacked, but also that it was going to attack someone next.
That's right. Cool.
Yeah.
And it had like the slits on the side.
Yeah,
no,
we know.
You could see, so you could see your belly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not my belly. It was like my, well, on the sides of my belly.
Yeah, side sure. belly.
Okay, and it was
side
a tank
belly.
Top.
Yeah, it was a tank top.
And it was with a shark on it.
Yeah.
And then it also looked like the shark was, so we talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you told a really long story about it, actually. Yeah.
I don't recall, but just in case.
Hey, you guys
me.
Want to hear something cool Finn learned how to do this morning?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did that come through?
The bar is low.
The bar is low.
He's a baby, Zach.
You're a baby.
He's a baby. Babies.
He learned how to clutch
his teeth. Cool.
I thought for a second that was like you setting up
you
what
don't
he
think
about
that's cool?
Do.
I think that's pretty fucking cool.
A tongue
cool.
pop? You don't think a baby, a child learning how to do a tongue pop is cool?
I've never
I guess it's
fuck cool. you and your shark shirt, Zach.
Yeah. He could grow up to be a successful drag queen, and this could be step one.
I'm in these streets every day. It's cool, man.
That is nice. Does Wes do that too?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Fuck yeah,
he can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, he makes lots of good sounds.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Are you teaching Wes to juggle like a little circus guy?
I think if I start now, yeah, maybe
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
or magic.
Yeah, maybe some practical magic. Yeah, gotta start young. I am looking, you know, all these famous people, they have stories of like, oh, when I've been doing this since I was three. That's my 10,000 hours. I'm on the lookout. I'm like, what does he seem to like?
He likes dirt.
He likes dirt. He likes truck. He likes playing tag. Maybe he could be like really good at tag.
Demolition derby.
Demolition. There you go. Demolition
derby. That combines all three.
We got some professional wrestler too.
Yes.
People write in all the time asking for our advice.
We kind of forgot we have two email addresses, huh?
Well, I thought we had the other five. One got sat. Well, we have a lot.
You don't forget.
I don't forget. I look at them.
I'm not on any of them.
Are the passwords all the same?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
Is it the same as your password for normal stuff?
No, it's the same as my password for work stuff.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So you know what it is.
Work 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. While we're on the subject of emails, here's a little tease. We're going to be speaking to one of our newest editor later, who is used to be, well, probably still is, a fan.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan, you're an editor, and you want to work for us, email secondtrybusiness@gmail.com.
Was a fan, then met us. No longer a fan. No, it's really, I mean, maybe we'll tee up the story real quick, and then we'll go into the email time. Maddie, who we're going to be talking to later, you may know because she was making incredible fan-made videos on YouTube. And they were like Keith exuding bisexual energy for 10 minutes. What were some other ones I made? Like, they were just these incredible compilations.
Just
and
fun
frankly,
compilations.
They were better than anything we were making. And we kept pointing to them like, hey, we should be releasing this stuff on our socials. Like, this is great content.
And then we mentioned it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. She, of course, listens to the podcast and reached out to us.
And there we go.
And now she helps us.
So now we're going to be starting a new channel. Mm-hmm. That's a second channel called Second Try. Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of like, you know, we have our main channel that are the fully produced episodes. This is a place where it can have some of these compilation style videos, some, you know, some more experimental, some more creative things, some stuff that, you know, we'll just see. Maybe people like it, maybe don't.
A playground for us to fuck around, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, here's a good, it's actually a good focus group because I think Maddie is the quintessential, she's boots on the ground watching your content.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Any questions you have about what's working, what's not working,
great.
Should we bring back the Barksler? I think that's a good question.
We should ask. That's a good question.
Should we just, I mean, I wonder if she would be comfortable enough to genuinely tell us what she doesn't like about our content right now. I would love that.
Yeah, like a real life Reddit.
Okay, I'm going to try. That's going to be my agenda. So
we'll be transferring her compilations to this new channel, and you can follow her personal channel. It'll still be at Maddie or whatever it's called. We're going to be kind of working on this new second channel together with a bunch of awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to talk to her what? In like
and she's
minutes,
in college.
Minutes?
Yeah, not even
10 minutes.
Like
soon,
right? Oh, 10 minutes. All right, well then shit, Miles, you got a sad email.
All right, we got the saddest email of the bunch.
Okay.
And people have romantic problems and they need your question. There's a question about unrequited love and kissing.
Ooh, I like kissing.
And kissing.
Like kissing. This is good for me because unrequited love is one of the themes of my childhood.
Is that true?
Sure is, boy.
You had love. You felt love for the popular kids, and they thought you were a loser?
Read the question, Miles.
All right. Yeah. So, hello. I've immediately forgotten how to format this, but I will try my best. I'm 19 years old, and the guy I've known since I was 5, who I've had a crush on since I was 14, told me he does not love me romantically.
Ah.
That sucks. But that sucks. What makes it worse is he told me this after we made out in my kitchen.
Oh, he's just an asshole.
If it's too hot, get out of the kitchen.
You can't make
if it's too hot, get out of the kitchen.
I
just want
to know what happened between ages 5 and 14 where they were just buds have a crush on him.
Kiss cake.
It's called puberty.
Bun in the oven.
A kiss cake? I know you can't make someone love you and that I'm extremely inexperienced, but like he told me he cares about me a lot and he liked kissing me and would do it again. Is that not just dating? Either way, we've been best friends since anyway, and I'm drowning in Taylor Swift songs. I hate it here, Mr. Miles. How do you get over a guy you never dated? How do you remain best friends
one's only with the guy who lifted you on a counter.
Whoa.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, steamy details.
See, I told you there, man.
I think he's a fuck boy.
Yeah, you think?
I'm going to go and say it.
He says he's
not interested romantically.
Not in love romantically, but really
he's
liked
interested
it.
In making out again.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. This person is 14 years old?
No, they're 19.
Oh, okay.
But they had a crush since 14, but they've known him since 5.
Ah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked the question if they were currently 14.
Yeah, I was a little uncomfortable. No.
But, you know, maybe also, like, she's kind of unloading so much on him all at once, and maybe it's, you know, maybe it's like, oh, I'm in love with you, and he's like, oh, I'm not, but I like you. But I was getting more like, fuck boy, let's just keep making out and not have feelings vibes.
But they've been friends since they were young, so maybe he's just not, he's been hurt before.
Maybe it was the kitchen. Yeah. Maybe they should make out in the garage. Maybe they should make out in the bathroom, find a few more rooms. Mm-hmm. And see if love is sparked. Maybe the kitchen is just not the right place for him.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they like making out, they could just keep making out.
I think that's
but
the
good she's going to catch like feelings.
She's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It's
You're
true.
Saying that he'll catch feelings and then everything will be okay?
No, she's going to continue
she's
to catch
already
feelings.
Caught feelings.
He's a 19-year-old boy. 19-year-old boys like to dip in the company ink, all right? They're nondescript.
What does that mean? Dip in the company ink?
I love the phrase. What's it mean? I'm going to start using it.
The 19-year-old boys are just running around, dipping their pens wherever they can.
In the company ink.
And you can't trust them. As a former 19-year-old boy, don't trust them. So listen, unrequited love is tough because I think your situation is different from my situations of the past because you've known this boy for a long time. But often when you are young, you project, you see someone and you want them to be the answer to everything you hope and dream and you create a perfect image of them. But you just need to remember that he is a fallible, probably stupid 19-year-old boy and he is not perfect. He is not the answer to your prayers. He's not your happily forever after, probably. And maybe if he is, he's not ready yet. So you deserve someone who likes you, no matter who you are. I don't know you. You deserve someone who likes you for you. You don't deserve someone who's just going to give you the runaround and go dipping pens all over the place.
Can we read that part about, like, he just wants to keep making out or whatever?
Yeah.
It was something like,
yeah,
I like
boy.
You, but not, like, love you.
So he said he does not love me romantically, but he told me he cares about me a lot and he liked kissing me and would do it again. So
that's code for like, hey, if we're drunk, we can make out.
Yeah.
But so maybe I wonder
if we get Rainey on the mic. Rainey,
yeah, right,
I want to hear your perspective.
For your opinion.
I have something big to say on this.
Oh,
because I have been through it many times. And this is what you do. You say, wait, what do you say? Okay. You say,
all right, Rainey, here we go.
You say, that's not what I'm looking for. Let me know if you ever change your mind. And then you get out, save your pride. You can maintain the relationship, but do not give him. He can't have his cake and eat it too. Got to get out of there. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
And you're great.
That's right.
Yep.
Make him fucking jealous. He's going to watch you now. Yep. You know what?
Really good
buy an N64. Buy a PlayStation 3.
Keith is doing something else. Keith is doing a Black Friday thing.
Invite him. Invite him into the kitchen. While you make out with someone else.
Yeah. Oh, you're making a kid's cake with somebody else.
Yeah, he comes over. You're kissing freaking
the farmer.
Here's
what I actually think, though. I think that those replies about how he cares about her but still wants to kiss are half of a conversation in which she asked these questions. And he said, well, yeah, I would kiss you again. I don't think he said, I care about you and I would kiss you again sometime maybe, but I'm not in love with you. That's a very odd thing to just say as a sentence. It sounds like we're getting half of a conversation where she said like, but I really like you. It's like, didn't you like kissing me? He's like, yeah, I did. It was fun. It's like, wouldn't you want to kiss me again? I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I probably would like to kiss you again, but I'm not interested in you more romantically. He's like, well, why not? I feel like that was what happened.
Leading the witness.
All right, Randy, get back over here.
Because I feel like this is a conversation, guys are always like this. And I'm actually interested about what you guys think about this. Guys are always like, they're weird about like the boundaries.
Yeah,
and they're like, I don't want like, oh, I don't like you like that. But I think this is about like not wanting a relationship. I think he's pretty much saying like, I would hook up with you. Like,
he definitely won't fuck around.
Casual.
Talking about the GTR, defining the relationship.
That's right.
He wants the friends with benefits.
Yeah. Well, what are your perspectives? Have you ever done that to a girl and do you regret it?
Yeah, 100% I've done this. And yeah, absolutely. Especially in college, 19. Uh-huh. Been like, I'm actually just really trying to be free right now, but I would love to hook up again, and I really care for you.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, maybe if you're 19 at a party.
Yeah.
Because, like, what kitchen is this? Whose kitchen? You know, we don't know a lot about the kitchen here. But a lot of, yeah, a lot of college parties, you are hanging out in a kitchen. Yeah. That's where the booze is. Mm-hmm. So you're hanging out there. Make out might happen in a kitchen. So, like, it might just be a college party where they finally made out. But mm-hmm. he's like, well, I have other people I'm interested in right now in college, too. So, yes, would I would make out with you. But, no, I actually have my sights on someone else. But I don't know if they're achievable for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping this vague.
Making out with friends, super dope. Falling in love with friends, less dope. Unless you fall in love forever.
With your best friend.
Yeah. Unrequited, one-sided falling in love.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
one-sided, yes.
I was going to say, fall in love with friends.
But like a little casual make out with your friend? Love it.
Permission to approach the bench.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
How many friends have I made out with?
I am curious about that, but after the podcast. No, I'm thinking about the counter lift.
Yeah,
and
hot.
Something
that's
doesn't add up here.
Her lifts.
He lifted her onto the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is more than just a casual friend.
It does sound like they're alone.
That's a great point.
How do you remain
true.
Best friends only with the guy who lifted you on a counter?
I mean,
that's bigger.
A little hot and bothered.
That's a little too much.
Was there alcohol?
there might have been
alcohol in this situation.
It doesn't even sound like it.
You are right. It went from like a Nicholas Sparks novel to 50 Shades of Grey real quick.
Yeah, that's
it got
big.
Steamy.
But it's also like
it's a hardcore makeout. It's not like, oh, yeah. I kissed you a little bit.
An HCMO situation.
He's definitely HCMO.
Hardcore making out.
Oh, nice. Mm. That's cool.
That's super cool.
Dipping that pen in the company.
Dipping company. But I think that makes it sort of a bigger, you know.
I do agree.
He's down.
The lift is a sexual move.
Well, let's just think through this. If I were to lift you onto the counter, Keith, would you assume that like, that I had deeper intentions?
Be pretty fucking hot. Be pretty fucking hot. Are we in the company kitchen?
Yeah.
Nice. In front of everybody.
Well, everybody.
Can we get the phone and I'll go lift Keith and see how it works?
No, the phone bit never works as well as we want it
we
to.
We like
chaos.
I think it'll work better when we send
you
to Whole Foods live.
Can you lift me on the counter?
No, yeah, I can lift
you. I weigh 200 pounds.
I've been working out.
Zach,
yeah, but like you're back.
You are not prepared.
Pounds worth?
You have to lift me above you to get me on a counter.
You tell me I can't do it?
I don't think
you can do it.
I don't think you should.
I will dip my pen right in your ink.
Even if you can, oh I'm God. Not sure you should. I don't think it'll be good for you.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
you should at least do yoga first.
Will it be good content?
I'm a strong boy, yeah. And I think I would struggle to lift Keith.
Yeah,
I mean, I could maybe like awkwardly lift him up.
All right,
on the
maybe
counter.
Ned and I do it together.
That's true.
Yeah, I think you could. You guys could firefighter lift me and dump me on the counter.
Yeah,
drape me over your shoulder like a sack.
Maybe that's what did she? Is that what happened to her? She didn't specify the method. Yeah,
he fireman lifted her and kind of dropped her on the counter.
That'd be hot too.
It'd be kind of hot.
It'd be kind of hot.
Long as she's
people love firemen. They're the only men who get sexy calendars regularly.
Right? That and kittens.
Yeah. Oh yeah, men with hot men with kittens.
No,
firefighters
just the kittens get calendars
just kittens,
all the time.
But they're not that sexy, are they?
Have you ever been lifted onto a counter?
Me?
Zach specifically, he's little. I feel like maybe.
Has Maggie ever lifted you up over the counter?
Yeah. Please describe the contours of your ink bottle.
Look, I'm all for throwing away gender norms, but you think that I've been making out with someone and they lifted me onto a counter, Miles?
Like someone as big as Keith or me.
Yeah, what if you...
And then it's like a model who's like...
Date a rugby player?
Yeah, and then it's sort of just somebody who has got... Maybe just arm strength.
I mean, I definitely
really
have...
Slinging...
I've definitely
Zach's
made out
around.
With girls who are taller than me, but none that have lifted me yet.
It'd be cool to be
but
lifted.
You know what?
It's a little disappointing.
I'm going to send Maggie a text right now. I know what we're doing for dinner.
Evening plans.
Lift me.
I would like to be lifted, I think.
Toss me.
Toss me.
I want to be tossed on the table and shatter it.
But what's our advice for this woman?
Fucking
I think Rainey's advice was great.
Yeah,
like
that's
if
a good point.
She knows
Move
what,
on.
If she sounds like she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy is not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't keep, you know, going down a road that makes things even more hazy.
Plenty of pens in the ink store. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You don't want your heartstrings to be all strung out all over the place. Got to keep your heartstrings short so you can still play them when they play a pretty song.
And, you know, hopefully then by doing that, that guy can find someone who is interested in being friends with benefits.
Love someone for who they are, not for who you hope they can be.
Interesting.
You're not in love with him. You're in love with what you wish he was.
Oh.
The real person that you love in your mind and your heart would never treat you this way. So I say shoo. Shoo with him. Give him a shoo.
Give him a shoe and make out with him in the garage just to see what happens.
Yeah, just to see.
Hey, one more make out.
One more.
One more. One last, and then we're done.
One good, a goodbye.
This is the last time.
This is the last one.
Ooh, that did happen to me one time.
Really?
With a, you know, friends with benefits that we were ending because it's like we didn't want to be in a relationship, but we didn't want to keep hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hooked up one time.
Uh-oh.
And it was at a sushi restaurant.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
At a sushi? Yeah, how?
It was after like a pretty raucous group dinner, and it was kind of in the back of the sushi restaurant.
You're sitting in a restaurant.
Sashimi on your breath.
It was raucous.
No.
You're HCMOing in a
lifted
sushi?
Her up on the sushi belt.
she sort of
went away, and that was the last goodbye.
That's how it happened. No. The story gets better. Maybe it's, you know, in an alcove, kind of in the back, near the bathroom.
In the
or
kitchen.
Something.
Yeah.
Sort of people can't see, but you're still in the sushi restaurant. Whatever. We were both drunk. It was sort of hot until it wasn't, because what happened was, as we were making out, I kind of, you know, lean back. We're like leaning back into the wall.
Oh, no.
You know, and just sort of like being into it. It was, you know,
it was a make out.
Turns out the wall was like one of those folding paper walls, and it was hiding the stairs to the kitchen basement.
Oh, fuck.
And then our momentum is too far. The make out is too hard. The wall goes to the side. We start tumbling backwards,
no!
Like full on cartoon, like circus somersault.
Oh,
like I'm going backwards. I see like our lips lock, our faces, our lips are, you know, unlocked. Faces are terrified. I see her face flip forward, like really, like like really hard, flying by me. And we both end up in a heap next to like literal fruit crates. And somebody's like sweeping the floor down there, like, huh?
Oh, God.
You could have fucking died.
Yeah, I had lots of bruises.
Like Indiana
Jones. I mean, it was really painful for for weeks.
Yeah.
But it was hot.
That's really hot.
No, I mean, sort of. Like, it was definitely the end of our relationship.
Hard to recover from that.
That was amazing. What a story.
That's so funny.
What a story, Mark. What if. I know we're done with this segment, but I'm not. I'm not.
What's up?
What if she makes out with him one more time, but she does it so fucking good?
Yeah.
And then she walks away.
This is a bad lesson.
And she goes, yeah, goodbye. And then she's fucking living in his head rent free. And she's just driving him crazy.
Uh-huh. Mm. I like that.
Ruin his life.
And she says, yeah, whoa. Big mistake.
Sounds malicious.
Huge.
Slash his tires.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I kind of think she already did that.
She slashed his tires?
No, with the kitchen makeout.
Yeah, but I'm saying that she should lift him on the counter.
If he's interested,
well,
sure, sure. There's
and
that.
Then, then it's like, who's lifting now? And then she kind of
lifts him up on the workbench.
Yeah, that's right. In the garage.
The tools, grab a screwdriver.
Flick his dick and walk away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, jeez.
Flick it.
Ow.
Why? Stop it.
Sign him up for like a subscription or something.
Yeah, like one of those you can't even cancel it subscriptions.
Get him a wine of the month club, and he's not even old enough to drink, so he's just going to have to keep it.
Better to be flicked in the dick than in the testicle. The dick doesn't really hurt that bad to be flicked in the penis.
Not
but testicle, wowie wow. A littlest bit of pressure hurts
I think
so
I'm going to isolate
I think
this
clip.
It's a good clip. Is this a cold open?
It's cold open.
When's the last time? No, I'm not going to do that. Niles, move us along.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just about time to interview Maddie. Let me pull this up one second.
We were just talking about how we have no idea who you are or what you look like or what you sound like, and there you are.
There you are.
Oh, I was going to say, am I different? What did you expect?
I was picturing Keith.
I expected sort of a red brunette. I'm not even lying.
Really?
I thought like maybe brunette, maybe slightly red. And there we are.
Maddie, your background is adorable.
Oh, thank you. It's like, my roommate and I's gallery wall.
Without disclosing too much personal information about yourself, like where are you in the world? You're a college student?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago right now.
Whoa, hey, there we go.
Windy City.
What year yeah. in life
what,
are you?
What neighborhood? Where what at? College? Where?
I go to school at Loyola. I'm a junior, and so I'm in Rogers Park right now.
Nice.
Very cool.
Okay,
very
so
cool.
Yeah. So genuine question. Are your friends proud or just so furious that you have that your hobby turned into a job? Like, what the fuck, Maddie? We were all college students, and we struggled for years.
No, it is crazy. My roommate, Holly, is like, so happy. She's like famous. She's like, I'm famous by association. I'm like, sure. Yeah, it's just crazy because this whole thing started out as a hobby for me and now it's like my job. So it's crazy and amazing.
Can you describe the videos that you made, I guess, that caught our attention? What are they? How would you describe them?
The one that you guys talked about on the tripod was Keith exuding bisexual energy. And so I guess like they're just like compilations of like just like moments that I thought were just like, I mean, it was just the vibe going on. That's what it is. I can't say anything about because like when I first started making these, my parents were like, oh, what videos? Can you send me the link to the video? And I was like, sure. You can. It was definitely crazy. But I mean, it all started out because I would reference your guys' videos just like in like day to day life. Hell and my yeah. roommates would have no idea what I was talking about. So that's how it started. And now we're here.
Wait, this is huge for me. And then I'm going to stop asking questions and then you guys ask questions. What are lines or quotes that you have found yourself saying on a daily basis?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Because that's like, for us, you know, we grew up quoting
Will Ferrell, quoting all these things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first ones that I quoted a lot were from the Try Guys Play With Babies. Not babies. Toys.
Dolls.
Toys.
Dolls. I know you meant.
The For doll sure. video.
We should play with babies. That's a good video.
And it was when it was Keith and Zach, and you guys were playing, and then Zach goes, what are its trigger words? And then Keith goes, we don't love you. and so that was one of the ones that I quote all the time.
I have no memory of that, by the way.
I do. It's probably just saying, we don't love you in that phrase. Yeah, I enjoyed that line.
And then did it cry.
And then we also quote, we actually quote a lot from advice that will go for miles.
All right.
No way.
That's very
so much, Maddie. It's
we can move on.
No, I
want to
hear
all
it,
all right,
Maddie.
We got to wrap
so
this up.
No.
No, I have to say it because this is so important to me. We will always be the one we do is like, break me off a piece of that fish. <Do that one. laughs> And then we do the sandals one where it's like, get sandals. And we just pull that all the time.
I could not be more honored.
I can't believe that the bullshit in this room is made it out to the real world.
It sort of does feel like we're doing this in a vacuum and nobody sees it. But it's good to hear that it goes.
If you told me 100 people listening to the podcast, I'd be like, seems about right.
I'm honored, Maddie. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That is kind of surreal that there are moments that maybe sometimes we don't even remember that have found their way into people's lives, and that's quite humbling and cool.
All right, so, Maddie, I got a question for you. What are you studying in college? What are your career goals? Like, what did you see yourself doing before you decided you would permanently work for us forever?
Yeah. Welcome to the next 60 years.
You
of
did
your
sign
life.
A lifetime contract.
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. I had to do an oath.
Yeah. It's a blood oath.
You will die in our arms.
I was cloaked for a little bit. I don't really understand that part.
It's very culty here.
I'm actually a psych major. And I was just going to go into psychology and I don't know. I have a minor in nonprofit management. So I was thinking of doing a psychology, or I would work as a manager at a nonprofit, or start my own nonprofit. Cause I think it's important to focus on like mental health and like LGBT youth and have that like accessible. Mm-hmm. But now I mean, I've always wanted to work in production. So I guess, you know,
wait, you're an amazing person now. And we've just derailed a totally.
No.
I mean, I get that.
I didn't think it was feasible.
I felt very similarly. Like I always wanted to work in the entertainment industry, but I didn't know how, and I didn't think it was possible. So, mm-hmm. you know, obviously I'm not going to be a film major.
Yeah, I was totally. Yeah, I was a film. Yeah, totally entitled and delusional my whole life.
And then, so how did you get into like video editing and movie making? And how long have you been doing like fun videos online?
Well, I've actually been editing. Oh my god. Probably since 2011. Probably whenever, because I used like the. It was like. My mom's old computer, and it was like an iMac. So it was like one of those like really old, MacBooks. And I would just like mess around on iMovie, and I would always make like trailers for stuff, but never actually make the thing. So we would make like TV show trailers with my friends. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then later this is so embarrassing. I was a Vine editor.
Oh, awesome.
That was a thing.
Cool. What
define like Vine like editing, like you edited for other people or?
No, it was just like edits of like movies or TV shows that I liked.
That's not embarrassing.
Or
that's dope.
One Direction, you know, something like
1D.
That.
1D, yeah. We stand.
So it's in your blood. I mean, 10 years of
compilation editing.
10 years of experience. That's
yeah, more than Miles has.
Yeah. That's not true. That's not true.
That means you've been
how dare you
doing this since you were a kid, basically. That's cool.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience, and I think Keith did too. I don't know about it. I guess you guys did too. But I just remember Keith talking about it. But I used to edit Kesha music videos in high school. Me and my friends would make music videos for Kesha songs.
That's so cool.
And you edited a lot of that kind of stuff when you were.
Yeah, I did a lot of like very stupid, like kind of music videos mm-hmm. to some 41 songs, but it was like stuff that was shot. I mean, we were shooting on early digital cameras that used floppy disks.
Oh,
I'm not
boy.
Kidding. There were digital cameras that used floppy disks at one point, and we had one. And you could only shoot 6 seconds of video at a time.
Oh my god! I mean, floppy disks 3.5 megabytes.
Yeah. So you would shoot this really compressed lo-fi video for 6 seconds, and then change the disk.
The original Vine.
It was pretty hilarious.
You had to change to an entirely new disk.
Yeah. Pretty. I think you could get 2 or 3 clips on it before you had to
that
change
is
the floppy
torturous.
Disk. It was horrible, but it was at the time it was actually quite advanced.
Yeah,
at the time you're like, wow, I can get 6 seconds on this thing that wasn't a JVC camera, like it was cheaper, right? And it was bad. And then eventually that we had a digital camera that you plugged into the computer and you could take 2 hours to offload your footage
with a mini DV.
I mean, probably my first editing experience is like as a 13-year-old. Just taking 2 VCRs and trying to record clips together for like a home camcorder video I shot. That's very cool that, mm-hmm. you know, you were able to use like, you know, Final Cut and a laptop type of thing.
Eventually, what are you editing on now these days?
Final Cut, and then I'm going to transition to Premiere.
Yeah, you'll be able to figure it out.
Premiere's dope.
It'll take you a week.
Stuff.
It's the same, but better.
It's better. You'll like it.
And switch keys. Don't listen to Keith.
Yeah, don't listen to
no,
Keith.
No, you can keep your keyboard shortcuts you already have.
No,
you
do the Premiere ones. Do the Premiere
ones. Right up into Preferences and
choose
7 shortcuts.
Nah.
Bite the bullet.
It'll save you time in the short run, but not in the long run.
But I actually know both now.
That's true.
I can switch, so you guys are the dumb ones. Because I know both sets of shortcuts.
Fair. Will, our AE, has his own custom keys, and it drives me crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, he does this. Oh, so you can't edit on his computer?
Well, I do. I have to go to Preferences and change it. Because why is the blade not... Where's the blade? And then...
Yeah.
You mean the cut? C?
Yeah, it's not C. Used to be C. Not C anymore.
Anyway.
Maddie, so we also have some focus group questions. Because you're sort of boots on the ground. You know what kind of content we're putting out. You're perceiving it. And we want to know what's working and what's absolutely not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start with the goods.
Top 5 least favorite videos.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And why? With excruciating detail.
Let's start with some good stuff. You as a fan, when you say like, oh, the Try Guys are doing this week, I'm happy. It makes me happy. What do you come to us for?
I mean, I will watch everything.
You're an employee now, so this is just feedback. Yeah. This is not criticism.
We got Ronald in the room, HR.
HR puppet.
Can't be fired for it.
Okay, well, I love the costume videos, obviously. Mm. I really like 4v1. I think it's so fun.
Nice. We like that too.
What have you guys been doing recently? What is
Candid Competition just came out, not to brag.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was so good.
Ooh, a big exhale from Zachy Boy over here.
Yeah, huge.
No, it was so good. I love the amount of effort that goes into the chaos that is Candid Competition. Mm. I love it. I love Miles's commitment.
Thank you.
It was so fun. And I love the little the scripted parts.
Hell yeah.
You're good. And I love that you love those, and you are, I think, in the minority of people who like this.
A small but mighty bunch.
How do you feel about The Bachelor? Amount of episodes? Should it be brought back?
I think it should be brought back. We need season 2, season 3, and then a 2-hour-long movie.
Ooh.
Of The Bachelor.
Whoa, right. Just me going to a dog beach, and it's live to tape me telling people if their dog is cute or not. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise.
You can stream it. Yeah. Live event.
What are we doing too much of? Too many, like, I'll give you some options, right? Too many dick jokes, too much cooking, too much trying lady stuff, too much.
Too much what?
Too much sitting around talking, not enough sitting around talking.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love the cooking. I think that's really fun.
The views agree.
A lot of other people seem to, yeah.
Views agree.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing too much of. I don't know if they're, I feel like it's like just right. I don't know.
Maddie, you need to decree we change something.
Okay.
This is just torture.
It's Zach's like, fashion. We're having, is it good? These are, you know.
Okay, I do have to critique the Gen Z video.
Yeah.
We do not dress like that. And you were wearing the little lace gloves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
Oops.
But I looked like a Gen Z boy, right?
You looked amazing.
Thank you.
No, I really liked, what you guys did with it. I just thought that.
You don't wear lace gloves.
It was fun. I love it for you.
Yeah, I will say also about 90% of the clothes that I now wear are things that I stole from that shoot, including this jacket and these shoes.
That's dope.
And the pants that I wear all the time.
Oh.
The pants came from that?
No.
Your crazy hippie pants.
Yeah, my pattern pants.
Zach has decided recently he's just fully a hippie. Like, he dresses full 1970s, giant, like, weird color mashups.
Like, seems like he's phoning it in, or it's fashion. I can't tell.
Either phoning it in or trying way too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But either way, definitely not work appropriate.
Yeah.
they say dress for the job you want, and I'm dressing like someone who wants to be fired.
But he can't be. He's an owner.
Now, Maddie, do you have any sort of burning questions for these boys?
Oh,
or
shit.
Also any sneak peeks on fun working titles of compilations you have coming up?
Ooh.
Burning question.
Ooh, I don't know what I can say.
You can say anything.
It is going to be very fun. I know what I'm really excited about is right now a lot of people are missing Eugene. And so I made one that was like the Try Guys being best friends.
Aww.
Which I thought was very cute because it's just like, I feel like as like a foursome, it's like very nice to see all of you guys like together. Mm-hmm. So that is what I'm really excited for. But I'm just looking forward to, there's going to be a lot of behind the scenes stuff, a lot of just, it's going to be cool. Cause I can, I'm working with Rachel and Kaylin, just like coming up with ideas, and stuff like that.
I feel like you also probably got some good, Try Guy video ideas. So if you got anything that we should make, you know, whether now or later.
I do have a list.
Oh, shit. You want to pull some out?
Do you want me to pull out the list? I can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was going to make it for a TikTok, but then, you know, I mean, yeah, why not? Let's look at it.
I honestly also love that idea of making a TikTok of like things that Try Guys should try and then just seeing if we can get the internet to bully us into doing it.
Yeah.
Try Guys 4v1 ping pong.
That's fun.
That's so really hilarious.
Okay, try escape room.
Yeah, long requested. Yeah. It's tough with that one because a lot of escape rooms don't, they won't let you film the solution. So we need to find an escape room right as it's about to close.
Or we need to hire escape room designers to completely build one from scratch. Yeah.
It's doable.
Which, you know, maybe if we got another Croc sponsorship.
I'd be so happy.
Try Guys Raise Baby Chicks.
Oh, that's so that's awesome. Funny.
That's a good one.
We could keep them in the office.
Yeah, like an incubator.
A coop.
Yeah. Oh. We had one
in the parking lot.
When we were at BuzzFeed, Chantel raised the baby bird. I don't remember why.
I don't remember why either, but...
Oh, and we can make an Instagram account for the chicks.
That's a no really good idea, actually.
What do we do with them at the end?
You have them lay eggs and enjoy them.
We eat chicken.
You eat them? You want to execute? And then it's a food account? It's an Instagram account?
That's what happens with people who raise chicks, Smiles. They don't raise chicks for fun.
I'm kidding.
They raise them.
Devastating. No, they lay eggs for us their entire life.
Before we eat them.
Try Guys Swim with Mermaid Tails.
Oh, the mermaid thing.
I wanted to do a mermaid video for a long time. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I can't open my eyes underwater.
Me neither. We'll wear goggles. You gotta be hilarious.
Mermaids with goggles.
Can't wear goggles and be mermaids.
I do.
I'm going to wear a full face squint that covers my nose.
Yeah.
You're telling me mermaids can't have glasses?
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, so all mermaids have perfect eyes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, I think so.
It's better for tri moms because of the long hair. Or maybe we could wear wigs. I feel like the hair flowing is so cool.
I do think we need the hair. When I was in Mexico, when I went to Cabo with our friend Lord DIY, we were looking at like activities to do, and one of them was a beach mermaid shoot, and like you could pay like $50 to have like some amateur photographer put you.
Wow, that's amazing.
She was like on the beach, pretend to be a mermaid, and I wanted to do it so bad.
That's so good.
You should have. And what else you got?
I thought this would be fun. Try Guys Write a Song, because you could have like Keith is the expert with Lou Burger.
Yeah,
and then you guys could like do a song.
We wanted to do like a rock band video where we like, or a boy band video where we produce a song and then go and perform it at a mall. And like very boy band style, like right, sort of a parody of boy band song, but still become full boy band members and fully produce it to a full pop.
We sort of did it standard. With a Squad Wars episode featuring Lance Bass.
Yeah, sort of.
Didn't really do it like 100% though.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to get it together this year for several reasons, but I have a Christmas short that's quite fucked up that I wrote many years ago. It's not a wholesome Christmas movie, but it's something that I've really been dying to make, and in it, I need a Christmas song, and so I wanted to make like a multi-part series where Try Guys make a Christmas movie, and it's the making of the movie. Try Guys make a Christmas song, and Keith and Lueberger help record an original song, and then the third would be the release movie. Of the movie.
Yeah.
So maybe next
That'd
year
be fun.
I can get it together.
That'd be fun.
I've been saying it for the last 4 years.
You gotta start in March.
Yeah, it's the thing, is that to make a Christmas movie, I basically need to start now.
Yeah, you gotta start in March.
Yeah. Okay, Maddie, well, you're gonna have to send us all these ideas because they're excellent and I want to hear more.
Yeah, but I will.
Well, the new channel is gonna be called Second Try. Be sure to check it out.
Is that 2ND or spelled out?
I think we're gonna do with an S.
Ooh.
Yeah.
SND.
SND. You can check out all of our compilations as well as other random things that our team has done that maybe doesn't fit on the main channel. Maybe it's a little more creative, a little more experimental.
This is Ned's way of booting Candid Competition to a new channel.
No.
Maybe. Experimental stuff. Maybe. But yeah, check out that channel when it comes. But if you're looking for other direction in life, other recommendations in life.
Before we move to that.
You ready?
and Maddie, where can people follow you and all of your individual work?
Yeah. Instagram at Maddie Joanne.
All right.
There you go.
That's me.
It's blowing up.
Let's get Maddie more followers than Miles.
Oh my God. I would be honestly honored. I would be honored to be squashed. Bowie already went way past. Alfred, everyone's about.
Big friendly cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our pets have more. Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Does it make sense, Ned? Does it make sense?
Does your dog have an Instagram
fractionally
yet?
Like a pet as an extension of our family?
I guess.
You're starting from scratch here, man.
Man, when Wes eclipses me in followers.
Bowie posts twice a year and it's immaculate. You're posting every day.
I don't post every day.
You on your stories, you do.
Apparently.
Almost.
I think I'm bad.
Almost. I'm so pretty bad. Maybe your life is bad too. Maybe you're blowing up in bad. Advice time with Miles. Here it is.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go! It's advice that'll go 4 miles.
Right.
Two theme songs.
Howdy.
Oh. There we go. I like
sometimes
this.
You might be feeling some type of way.
This is way better than
about the things you
so
need
many
to be,
others that you've
you
done
need to be doing.
That's fine.
But let me tell you, I got a little piece of wisdom that I'm going to send your way. Uh-huh. Yep. Sit in your car. Make a day of it. Go to the store. Uh-oh, something's wrong.
Going? What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
Waiting for the beat again. Okay.
Five, six, seven. Hey,
wash your car before you can't wash your car. Car gets too dirty and you cannot wash your car. The dirt.
Yeah.
The dirt.
The dirt.
Gets too much. Can't wash your car anymore. So oh, wash your car.
Take me home. West Virginia. Wash your car. My car's too dirty. To wash my car.
Wash your car.
Wash your car.
Before it's too late.
I washed my car.
Keep it going.
Now this
keep
is the part where you just say, I did this recently.
No, just transition.
I washed my car, and let me tell y'all, it was too dirty to be washed.
Yeah.
I waited too long, and the dirt built way up, and I power washed the motherfucker, and it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't that rip the paint off?
No, not but with a car wash power washer.
It's true. We learned about this in our Try Guys surprise Eugene with his dream car.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But yeah. Like bird poop, mm-hmm. other types of you know
have, like acid
dirt
in them.
Acid. Like it can like if you leave it there for long enough, it can eat through the clear coat and kind of fuck up your car forever.
It kind of like I really scrubbed with the foaming brush and it didn't do anything. All I got was soap on my shoes.
Gather around by the fire, children. Now you may not want to wash the car because it's a pain in the butthole. You have to go sit at a place and play on your phone for what seems like 2 hours. And
I wash it myself because you know.
You don't go to a car. It's $20 miles.
No, I know. I should have just gone there. So well, I need to get it detailed.
$7.99 on a weekday special.
$14.
Yeah, but then you have to. I hate sitting around in some musty old bullshit room, waiting for somebody to come back in and say it's done and it's not satisfactory
you
to your liking.
Do the drive through there, brother.
Yeah,
a quick drive through after work.
Maddie, thoughts?
I love everything about that.
You don't have a car because you're in Chicago, I imagine, or do you?
I do have a car at home. It's a Subaru, and I love it.
That's good.
But not with you in Chicago.
No.
You better make sure your parents are washing that. I mean, it's not even...
call your mommy, daddy.
Even pollen will do it. Like, it's just pollen will just sink right in, and it'll fuck it up. It's infuriating.
Yeah. And careful with fish. Don't put that stuff in your car.
Don't put a fish on your car.
On your car.
Because it'll get stinky.
Yeah. We when we were filming Cannon Competition, we left a lobster
all day. Just cooking in the back seat. We got a lobster, took it to go because it stank like shit. And
we didn't want to eat it. But we didn't want to insult them.
So you took it to go?
Well, we didn't want to insult them.
But you should have. It was bad.
Well, but they had just, we had just proposed.
We should have just left it at the outside of the garbage.
Just take it outside and put it in the...
We couldn't find one. And so we kept it all day.
You couldn't find a garbage can in the mall?
It wasn't a mall.
Not
it was a hotel, like, weird parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what an episode, Maddie. Thanks for joining us. What a great time we had on this podcast. So great to meet you face-to-face, finally. Excited to see the great compilations and other projects you start bringing our way. Really happy to have
Maddie
you.
Maddie will be joining us this summer for a full-time internship.
Hell woo! Yeah, you're going to be out of here? Oh, dang. Well, that's a pretty good episode of the Tripod, if you ask me. Make sure you go to tryguys.com, get yourself some stuff. Hey, you might be needing to do some shopping for Christmas coming up soon for your family members. Mm. Why not get them some merchandise from Try Guys? Why not get them a cookbook from Ned? Why not get them some tea from Zach? Or maybe some hot sauce from me? All of them.
And hey, we're going to be recording another episode over on a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/tryguys to become a Triceratops. Join our community, support the show, and get an extra bonus episode every week.
Yeah, there's also other cool BTS stuff, especially during this holiday season. We got really cool Without a Recipe behind the scenes stuff happening.
Yeah.
Going to be cool stuff to catch over on the Patreon. Plus, when you're there, you get exclusive merchandise when you stay there for a few months. Some of them have my face on them.
Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
Oh, what a beautiful night we share together, you and me, looking at each other's eyes as I sat on the counter and we kissed on the kitchen, making a kiss cake, a delicious little kiss cake. It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
Time to hit the old dusty trail.